mentioned a few before that very appropriate music goes with many of the songs. Psalm 145 in verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." We had that in the songs this morning. Romans 11 and verse 33. "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and infathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has first given to him for him, that it may be paid back? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen." God's enormity, his magnitude, his immensity is so vast that it could no more be captured by a brief lesson as we're going to bring. Then we could determine the fluid quantity of all the oceans put together by examining one drop of seawater. It could no more be evaluated or contemplated by taking the total cubic feet of all the deserts of the world and trying to figure out how much it consisted of by measuring a simple grain of sand. It could no more be measured than taking the snowmass depth from all the mountains of the world and trying to determine how deep it is by examining one glittering, drifting snowflake as it came down. The three words that describe God in biblical terminology and in theological terms are omnipotent, omnipotent, all-powerful. And the second one is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. And the third is omniscient. You can hear the word silence in the last part of that, omniscient. He knows everything there is to know. God's creative power is so unfathomable, from the tiniest atom that could be detected with the most powerful microscope to the most astronomical galaxy far, far out in the space could possibly be. Listen to what Colossians 3 says, speaking of Jesus, "For he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him." And John 1:3 speaks of it in deeper words when it says, "All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being." Our physical body, created by God, we all know about it. We live inside of this body. We realize that it's been determined to be a chemical plant far more intricate than any plant that man has ever built. It changes food into living tissue, causes the growth of flesh and blood and bones and teeth, and it even repairs the body when parts are damaged by accident or disease. It has an automatic thermostat control that heats and cools it as it needs. Using drops of perspiration from millions of tiny sweat glands in the skin to cool our system and to keep it just the right temperature, right at around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. One doctor one time calculated that the brain probably contains more wiring that's used in a sense of a physical aspect for the reality, more electrical circuitry than in all the computer systems of the world combined. A brain does that. Our heart pumps through thousands of miles of blood vessels, carrying food and oxygen to every part of the body. It pumps about 1.5 gallons of blood through our body 3 times every minute, and altogether pumps enough blood to fill 40-50 gallon drums every single day. Our heart beats about 100,000 times every day. There are about 20 to 30 trillion red blood cells in your body at any moment, with 2.5 million new red blood cells being produced by our bone marrow every second. It takes 10 small blood vessels called capillaries to equal the thickness of one human hair. They say our eyes are able to distinguish anywhere between 100,000 to 2 million color surfaces. And we could stop the rainbow, we're the only ones we could see. 1 square inch of our hand contains 9 feet of blood vessels, 600 pain centers, 9,000 nerve endings, 36 heat centers, and 75 pressure centers. The human body can function without a working brain. I think I met a few people like that in my lifetime. But they can keep a body alive when the brain has ceased to exist. Astronomers have recently announced that the astronomical galaxy most distant from the Earth has now been estimated to be about 13.4 billion light years away. They can't call it miles because that is too small a segment to measure. A light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year at the speed of 186 miles a second. This total number of the distance of the farthest galaxy yet detected is too large to be written out in miles, and so we just have to give a number and then say raise to the 10th power or to the 100th power, and that's the best way. There isn't room to put all the zeros that it would take to describe that. Yet God created it all, new enough to be able to fashion what we now have as a physical body in a physical universe. God is all-powerful. He can do it. He has done it. We're living proof of it. In the second place, God is present everywhere. Listen to what King David once said in Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there you will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. And the night is as bright as the day. In Jeremiah 23, am I a God who is near, declares the Lord, and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hiding places so that I do not see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord? The current population of the earth has been calculated to be just under 7.6 billion. And that's not real current, that's as of this past month, October 2017. That's the population, 7.6 billion. And you can visualize that vast number on your computer. You can go to a website that the entire page will show little tiny images depicting a human being standing like this, all connected side by side. And then you can scroll down scores upon scores of pages, and they will be little images of an individual. And if you look at the top, you'll see flickering. One more, one less, all the way across, because it can calculate every person on earth who is born, and it subtracts everyone who died and keeps an accurate record. That is a graphic way of visualizing the magnitude of our humanity on earth. I found it very intriguing to see that. Well, what does all this mean? We're talking about God being everywhere, being omnipresent. He's there every moment, at your job, in your sleep, in your home, in your car, at church, at play, as you interact with your spouse, your children, your parents, your friends, your co-workers, or strangers during the most intimate, private moments of your everyday life. God hears your every harsh word, every lie, every promise, every obscene word, every word of encouragement, every sarcastic or derogatory slur, every expression of true repentance. God is aware of every fleeting thought, every feeling, every motion, every impression, every expression, every sensation, every intention, every hope, every dream, every longing, every conversation, every telephone call, every whispered comment, and even every unspoken expression of every one of the 7.6 billion persons now living on earth, their past, their present, and their future, all at the same time. We're talking about an unfathomable God beyond anything that our comprehension could evaluate and understand. So God is everywhere present. And in the third place, one of the three attributes given to God is that He has perfect knowledge of all these things. God's knowledge and understanding are immeasurable. The Bible records repeatedly this vast knowledge of God. Listen to it in these scriptures. John 3:20. God is greater than our heart and knows all things. David once said, "Great is our Lord. His understanding is infinite." That means immeasurable. He said also in Psalm 33, "The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From His dwelling place He looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the heart of them all. He who understands all their works." In Proverbs, Solomon said, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good." In the book of Job, Elihu, speaking for God, said, "For His eyes are upon the ways of the man, and He sees all his steps." The Lord said to Samuel, "God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." David once said, "O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thoughts from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways, even before there is a word on my tongue. Behold, Lord, You know it all." There are people around us who know it all, if you know about that. Well, the Bible says God knows it all. And that's for real. That's for certain. Solomon said, "We hear in heaven Your dwelling place, and forgive and act and render to each according to all his ways, whose heart You know, for You alone know the hearts of all the sons of men." And David said, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve Him with the whole heart and willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thought." And here it is in Hebrews 4:13. "And there is no creature hidden from God's sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do." Hebrews 4:13. The exact number of sparrows that dropped. He knows about that. Oh, there was another one dropped somewhere on earth. Well, He counted that one. He knows that too. And the number of hairs on your head. They claim that there are about 100,000 hairs on your head. Well, I know a better, I can keep a better track than that. I know the exact number on mine. They say you lose about 100 a day. I don't lose a one. God knows every thought you have. He knows the motive for every act. He knows the desire you cherish. He knows every feeling that you harbor. He knows every attitude that you demonstrate. He knows every facial expression, every wish, every ambition, every hope, every aspiration, every longing, every desire, every intention you ever had or will have. Times 7.6 billion people at the moment. And if you watch your computer, you'll see it go down and up and down and up with the births and deaths of people all the time. God knows every dishonest dealing. He knows every cutting word. He knows every obscene thought. He knows every improper lust of the heart. And the sincerity or lack of it that accompanies your every action. God knows every kind act you commit, every sacrificial gift you give, every heartfelt prayer you offer, every sincere act of worship, every expression of childlike faith you possess, every caring act you render, and every expression of genuine love that you express. And then, way more than that, that's only a drop out of the ocean of what God knows. That's only a grain of sand in the desert of what He knows. That's only a fluttering snowflake of what He knows, the vastness of it. There is no escaping our God, who knows every person being born, every second throughout the earth, and what they will think, what they will do, what they will say, where they will be throughout their entire lifetime. God is everywhere, and He knows all, sees all, hears all. Every one of the 7.6 billion inhabitants of the world must believe in Him. This now is where we have a responsibility. All of those people have to believe in God, love Him, obey Him, and serve Him, or suffer eternal consequences for failing to do so. This morning, we just want to close by saying the love that He has is so much greater than our fondest feeling towards a loved one, a child, or a spouse, far greater than anything we could imagine. His love is reaching out to each one of us here this morning, with eternal blessings offered both now in this life and in the hereafter. And if you haven't done so, then I appeal to you to respond to that love by a genuine faith that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, who was sent into the world as God's very presence for us to see and to hear and to know. And then a heartfelt obedience to the gospel message of salvation that is offered to everyone. Yes, our God is bigger than we thought. He's everything, and He knows it all. And there's nothing hidden as far as God is concerned. A thought like that is so sobering, and I hope that we carry it with us throughout our days, in the weeks and months, and however long God gives us, that we might be submissive to His will in everything He wishes us to do. Let's come up for prayer. Heavenly Father, you're listening to billions and maybe many more people right now. From every corner of the earth, you might be praying that you're dying now. We hear it all. And you decipher it all, and you separate it, and you understand it, and you're impressed by it, and you're standing ready to answer that prayer as only you can do. Oh, Father, how can you do that? How can it be possible? It's because you're God, and we love you, and we want to serve you with all of our hearts. Bless each of us, God, as we go from here, and help us to love you and serve you and cherish your presence in our lives. Help us to be directed every moment of our life by the knowledge that you know it all and are there with us. Forgive us of our sins. Help us to be a faithful Christian as you want us to be. And dismiss us with your blessing. In the name of Jesus.